SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A massive winter storm continues to hit large parts of the country, dumping snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Frigid temperatures, power outages, and treacherous road conditions were widespread. More than 10,000 flights have been canceled. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli says this is a massive storm.
It is a unique storm in the sense that it is so widespread. It was affecting areas all the way from like New Mexico, Texas, and it all the way into New England. So we're talking like a 2,000-mile spread with heavy snow, heavy ice, and then also some somewhat significant snow.
Critics of President Trump's big, beautiful tax bill claimed it would drive the federal deficit higher, but new federal budget data for the first 3 months of fiscal year 2026 shows revenue climbing without an increase in the deficit.
Those revenues increased by $141 billion, or 13% more than at this point last fiscal year. The biggest contributor to the surge was individual and payroll tax receipts. As the Unleash Prosperity newsletter points out, quote, the rationale behind allowing companies to deduct their investments in factories, equipment, machinery, and research and development was to stimulate business investment by reducing the tax penalty.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reports the strategy seems to be working. Top U.S. envoys have met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, urging him to advance the ceasefire in Gaza. The meeting included President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and Middle East advisor Jared Kushner. This is SRN News. What do you think about the Bible?
According to a poll released by the Family Research Council, 28% of regular churchgoers think the Bible is the Word of God and should be taken literally. Another 26% agree, but add the caveat that some verses are meant to be symbolic, not literal. 15% of churchgoers believe the Bible is the Word of God but contains some factual errors, and 16% say the Scriptures are just one of many holy books and no better than any of the others. Michael Harrington reporting.
It's been just over a year since Syrian dictator Bashar Assad was driven from power by a coalition of Muslim radicals. Assad provided a measure of protection for Christians in the country, and it's unclear what the future will hold. International Christian Concern says the situation and safety of believers in Syria continue to be precarious. This is SRN News. Toyota is normally known for reliability you can count on, but as Bob Agnew reports, the automaker needs to repair a few mistakes.
Toyota announced Friday it would recall about 162,000 pickup trucks in the U.S. That's after it was discovered that the vehicle's multimedia displays could compromise driver safety. The recall affects the company's model year 2024 through 2025 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid line of trucks. Company says affected customers are currently being notified. Toyota sold nearly 150,000 Tundra trucks in the U.S. in 2025. Bob Agner reporting.
Dr. William Fagy, a leader in the global eradication of smallpox, has died. He was 89. Fagy was director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the late 1970s and early 1980s, and later held other key health leadership roles. More details at srnnews.com.